makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the game day edition. The Texans started out strong and then held on to beat the Detroit Lions 28-21. It was Houston's second win in a row. It was Andre Johnson's third consecutive game with over 100 receiving yards. And it was the return of Donte Robinson. But before we dive into that, join the Texans cheerleaders for a round of golf and the unveiling of the 2009 cheerleader calendar, Cypresswood Golf Course, on Wednesday, October 22nd. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information. The Texans built a 21-point lead in the first half by scoring on their first three possessions. Owen Daniels got to the end zone for the first time this season on a 2-yard catch. Mon Green also got his first score of 2008 with a 1-yard run. And Steve Slayton punched it in for his 1-yard TD. The Texans looked nearly flawless in the first half. That was until Matt Schaub fumbled the ball in the red zone right before the break.
You know, first of all, I thought we were explosive coming out of the game. You know, we talked about starting fast last night. We definitely did that. You know, I thought we were rolling on both sides of the ball, and it just seemed like that turnover right before the half, it almost like it puts back into everybody's mind, you know, oh, here it comes again. And we kind of played that way the rest of the way. We knew this team would play well. I mean, we jumped on them and stuff, but they've been fighting for their lives. And they've got some dang good young players. And the quarterback settled down and played good today. And, I'm happy in the win. But, golly, there's just so many things that that we've got to improve upon and, got to figure out a way to do it.
The Texans held on in the second half thanks to another outstanding outing from Andre Johnson. The wide receiver caught 11 passes for 141 yards.
Now he's got a ton of confidence right now. He made a couple of great catches. He caught a slant off his shoe tops. He caught a deep read route right off the turf. You know, he's got a ton of confidence right now. We've expanded his role a little bit because he is so confident right now. We're moving him around a lot. We have to because people we'll game plan if we leave him in one spot. But he's a special player, and he's on his way to a special season right now.
Dre has 450 receiving yards in October, which is the most he's ever posted in a month. It comes after two frustrating games in September when the Pro Bowler didn't get many touches.
I've been given a lot of opportunities, you know, in these past three games, and, I've just made the best of them. I wouldn't say that, you know, I'm 100% or anything like that when I'm out there. But, I'm just out there playing and having fun. You know, I can say that, you know, the first three games, you know, it was a lot of frustration and things like that. And, I told myself right before the Indy game, I was like, no matter what happens, you know, I'm going to put everything behind me and, you know, I'm going to just start going back, you know, out there having fun. And whenever I get the opportunity, just make the play on it. So, that's been my attitude since then. And, you know, it's working out well for me.
Aside from the fumble, Schaub also had a banner day. He finished 26 for 31 with 267 passing yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions, and a quarterback rating of 124.1. Kubiak said the quarterback has the potential to be something special.
I think he's definitely getting better. You guys know me. I mean, I've been there 3 years now. I'm hard on quarterbacks. I want this kid to be great. You know, I don't want him to be average. I want him to be a great player. And he's 26 to 31 today, and that's special. And I'm ripping his tail for the one ball on the ground, but I'm trying to make him into a great, great player, and I hope he respects that. I think he does. And, he's the one that has to lift this football team. So, unfortunately or fortunately, I'm going to stay after him.
Schaub was happy with the win, but he expects more from himself and the offense.
As a team, we expect to play that way. We expect to finish games off and win and to play at a high level. Offensively, we expect to move the football and score points. I think we left some points on the field today. You know, we scored some more points, but, you know, a win is a win, and we'll take them any way we can get them because it's hard to win in this league no matter who you're playing. That's a good football team. We just played a solid defense, and we were able to move the ball running and, you know, able to find open receivers.
Perhaps the best storyline of the game was the return of Donte Robinson.
It was an emotional time for me. You know, I wondered all week what was going to happen when I walked out on the field for the first time. You know, my dad told me I better not cry on TV, so I made sure of that. You know, I felt good, though. You know, once I got out on the field and, you know, the ball snapped, everything else went out the window. It was time to play football then, and my knee actually did a lot better than I thought it would. You know, it even felt better today than it has all weekend practice. You know, you know, I was surprised, and, you know, coaches kept checking on me, saying how I felt, seeing if I wanted to go back, and, you know, I felt fine. You know, I wanted to go out there and help my team get a win.
As always, thanks for listening to the Texans Today Game Day Edition. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston. Yeah.